This is the message of the Blessed Virgin Mary and Jesus to the world through the seer Veronica Lucan. Today is Tuesday, October 6th, Eve of Our Lady of the Rosary, in the year of our Lord, 1992. We are presently at the Vatican Pavilion site, Flushing Meadow Park, Flushing, Long Island, New York.
Lady's statue up to the tree on the right, the branches extending out. I can see Our Lady coming through the sky. Oh, she's just beautiful. There's no way I can explain the brilliance and the beauty of our Blessed Mother. And she, I was quite weak when I arrived here, that I feel stronger already. I feel that Our Lady, Our Lady is smiling now, and she's nodding her head. She's looking all about her, and she's pointing down to the crucifix. Now, Our Lady said to extend the crucifix high up into the air, that she is going to place upon this crucifix the power of cures and conversions, cures of the body and cures of the spirit. Now, Our Lady is extending her hands out like this. I can see her very clearly. People have asked me in the past, how young or how old does our Blessed Mother look? She looks really young. And I couldn't put an age upon her. The light is touching my left hand for some reason. The light from Our Lady's fingers, they're coming down through my fingers now. And I can feel the rays now from her left hand, that's on our right side, coming down now onto the ground. But they seem to go beyond us here, over into the rope. I can see, though my back is to it, I can see Our Lady is showing me the rope behind us. I do believe it's the infirm circle. Yes, Our Lady is nodding, yes. Now, Our Lady is looking all about her, and she's extending her hands out, and she's saying, pray, affirm act of contrition, one Our Father and one Hail Mary, and you will look up again, my child, and I will stay here. This is for a reason. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Amen. A certain act of contrition. Oh, my God, I'm heartily sorry for having offended thee, and I confess to all my sins, because I dread the loss of heaven and the pains of hell, but most of all, because I love thee, my God, who are all good and deserving of all my love. I firmly resolve, with the help of thy grace, to confess my sins, to do penance, and to mend my life. Amen. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. face of us who have recourse to thee. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. Our Lady is smiling. Oh, I only wish we could get a portrait of Our Lady as she's smiling now. You feel the feeling is beyond human words to describe. She's so beautiful, and you feel so relaxed as though you don't have a problem in the world. Our Lady has an aura about her, and I'm certain that this aura is also encircling many upon the ground. Now Our Lady is looking about her, and she's touching her fingers to her lips like this, which means to listen and repeat. My child and my children, and especially you, my child Veronica, I brought you here this evening because I have a dire and urgent message for the world at this time. The Eternal Father, his hand is now getting ready for a chastisement upon mankind. I say this to you all, do not be afeard. For all who have remained faithful and true shall escape this punishment. My child and my children, as it was in the past, so it shall be. There are many now foul deeds being committed upon the earth that cry to heaven for retribution. The leaders of your country have lost their ways, my child and my children. They are now making sin a way of life. In my past, my own experiences, my child and my children, I went through great sorrow and saw this persecution set upon my son by the world. Now he is made to suffer anew, and I join him on his new cross. Yes, my child and my children, mankind is re-crucifying my son. They have forgotten. They have lost their way. My child and my children, the pages are turning fast in the apocalypse. Have you listened to my counsel in the past, my children? Are you making an effort to study the book of life and love, your Bible? There is not much time left. Many will be taken from the earth. I will not at this time, my child and my children, go into full detail. However, I want you to stretch the knowledge of Sodom and Gomorrah. You saw in the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, its obliteration by fire and brimstone. Can you expect less of a trial, my children? You do not listen. You do not learn from your past. You are on the same road to perdition. The Eternal Father has watched with hope and with his convictions now coming to the point of great knowledge to him. He finds that at this time many must be taken from the earth. Your word of homosexuality can be explained by the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. Read in your Bibles or consult your clergy. Find yourselves, my children, a humble, pious clergy. Many have fallen away from the faith. Many have sold their souls to get to the head. And this, my children, I say of all denominations. Our lady is looking about her, and now she's taking, it's very sad. She's taking the coverlet around her shoulders, the cape, and she's wiping her eyes. Now I can see Our Lady is struggling very hard for composure. This is very hard upon her. Now she's looking at me, and her eyes are going right into my eyes. My child, you must bring all past messages to the fore. Soon you will be unable to deliver them upon the ground. Therefore, I ask that not one shred of paper be discarded, for it will be needed. My child and my children, your children are leading lives without direction or knowledge of eternal life in heaven. Sin has become a way of life in your country and many countries of the world. Little children led astray by their elders. My child and my children, you will continue to pray for your vicar in Rome, Pope John Paul II. At this very moment, there is now being held a conference in secret to the world for his extermination, and to place upon the seat of Peter the despot. Yes, my child, you've heard that word before, the despot. I say it for reason. You will continue to pray a vigil of prayer for the clergy of the world. Darkness has descended upon my son's churches upon earth. Whatever shall become of you all in the chaos that is fast coming to your country and other nations of the world? There will soon enter upon your world a despot, number two, I call him, that many have named him, and the book of life refers to him as the Antichrist. Yes, my children, you will recognize him by his deeds. Many will sell their souls to him to get to the head. But all that is rotten will fall eventually. No matter what the struggle to keep the light in your country and the world, you will go forward as soldiers of light, carrying your banner faithful and true in the face of adversity. My child and my children, I had promised you relief from the suffering now being inflicted even on little children of AIDS. This will come in due time. This is actually based, my child and my children, on the acceptance of mankind as the Eternal Father and my Son as their leaders. You must all attain a copy of the book of life and love, the Bible. Do not accept the new mods. Try to find in your bookstores the old Bibles, my children, for many are being changed to suit the carnal natures of man. I repeat, sin has become a way of life. My child and my children, if I could open up the sky above me and show you a picture of the tears that fall upon you, it's truly raining teardrops from heaven. For many of you are blind to what lies ahead. There will be a time of great tribulation upon mankind. Will you be able to persevere during this time? My child and my children, I have given you, I should say, my Son and the Eternal Father have given you your armor. You must keep about you at all times. At no cost must you remove from your bodies your crucifix, the St. Benedict medal, and your scapular. I say this for reason. Now, my child, this week you were placed in great trial. I want you at this time to explain to others just what transpired when you removed your protection. A jewel? It's embarrassing. Yes, my child, reach out to the world. You were allowed to go through this crucible for a reason. Well, last week on Monday, I had to go to St. Charles Hospital for tests. 7 different tests. Blood tests, EKG, everything you could think of, I went through there. However, when I first arrived, they said to me, take off your medals and your scapular. The lady seemed to know the scapular. I said to her, I really don't want to take off my protection. She said, we're here to protect you. Here, let me have them, and I'll put them in your bag. So she took them. Now, I was at a terrible position of either losing my test and giving her an argument because she's a very stern individual. So I said nothing at that time, and she went forward and made her test. All right. No, I was there quite a while in the hospital, as you understand, when you go through those tests and wait and wait and wait. Now, at that time then, when I was finished, I was quite hungry, and so was Arthur. So we took off for a McDonald's along the highway for breakfast. Well, fortunately, Our Lady and Jesus held back what was to happen until we at least had finished our breakfast. But unfortunately for the others who had just arrived, they were at a disadvantage because as we finished the cup of coffee, a man ran to us and said, leave here in an instant. The place is going to blow up. I said, what? And then I smelled gas. I knew there was something wrong. Well, everyone started running, and I mean they ran out of that building with me, fast ahead, and Arthur, and my bag, and we jumped in the car and took off because you could smell the gas exuding out of that pipe. Well, I found out later, but this was only the beginning. I found out later that these men who had a big crane had chopped up the gas pipe, and out came the fumes. And if somebody had lit a match in that place, because the fumes were all around us, we would have went, whoom! So I got outside in the car, and I said, oh, thank you, Jesus, Blessed Mother. Well, I guess the old boy figured I'll still get her. So I arrived home thinking, now I'm safe. Oh, yeah? I noticed that my dog had been eating a lot of bones and things and left little slivers on the floor. But there were only tiny little slivers. I say this for a reason. But my dog liked these milk bones. They were a sort of a pinkish brown color. If you know your dog, he's a poodle and he loves milk bones. So he gets those. However, I was sweeping up the floor with some popcorn that Arthur had dropped when all of a sudden I said, gee, what in the world am I eating? What am I eating? But it was beginning to, I had a feeling I was going to choke. So I opened my mouth. There, about within my mouth, what was in my mouth? The two large chunks of dog biscuit. Now, I'm not eating dog biscuits. So I said, aha, he's still after me. And I said, and I know what it is, because, you see, our lady let me go through this, so I'd learn a stern lesson. And she wants everyone to know about this. And anyone that doubts this, I'll prove it to them, because my husband came running in and I says, they're trying to choke me or something. What is it? Says Arthur. I said, dog biscuits in my mouth, big pieces. How did they get there? I don't know, I said, but then I think I know. So I ran right in, got my St. Benedict medal out of my purse that I'd forgotten to put on in all the excitement, and also the scapular. And I assure you, I don't care if they have to tack it to my nose the next time. I'm not taking off my scapula and my St. Benedict medal for anyone, including a crucifix also. So you can see Our Lady allowed this for a reason. I feel that, you know, it was a little embarrassing to come forward, but Our Lady said she wants others to know this because there will be others who will have this experience if they are not protected with their scapula, the St. Benedict medal, and a crucifix. Now Our Lady is smiling. You see, my child, the world would have nothing if man was not free to speak out. Now Our Lady is looking about her, and she said to listen carefully. My child, you understand. The Eternal Father is most merciful, and my son does not want the world to be destroyed. However, great tribulation shall be set upon mankind. Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed by fire and brimstone. What can you expect upon your country, which allows homosexuality to flourish and become the way of life, which now your leaders, under a banner of truthfulness and faithfulness to his God, have now torn down that banner and is going in the direction of Satan. Laws are being made now to protect the offenders of God, the homosexuals. Mankind will have a banner ahead. There will be tribulation set upon the world before my son returns to gather his own. Yes, in time, many will be removed from the earth. However, there will be a tribulation before that moment. My child and my children, keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your country and the world. And my children of the earth and the once beautiful United States of America, do not sell your souls to get to the head. Money has been called the root of all evil. Already the young are being tarnished, their souls corrupted by their elders. What, oh what, my children, can you expect from the Eternal Father? My son constantly pleads your cause before the Eternal Father. However, the time is growing short. That's why, my child, I brought you here this evening in your debilitated state as an act of mercy to the world to turn from their path of destruction. Your nation, the United States, shall fall to the despot, and you will be all enslaved by him. I know, my children, many of you who hear my voice or my words will say, how can this happen to us? But we heard that the Eternal Father had said himself that he heard that many years ago when he sent prophets to warn Sodom and Gomorrah, and they too did not listen. So now, my children, you will go forth as soldiers for Christ, my son. If you swerve in your course of dedication, you can lose your eternal soul. Is this not worth fighting for, my children? Go out as soldiers of Christ. Carry the banner called Faithful and True. And do not be swerved by the works of mankind. Because what is coming out in your press is controlled, my children, throughout your country and the world. You must pray to be enlightened so that you will not be deluded by the forces of evil loosed in your country and other nations of the world. Now, my child, you will sit back, and I want you to take several photographs of life. May I decipher them publicly? Yes, my child, you may. It will save time. Oh, it's going back into the sky. Oh, she looks so beautiful. Our lady is smiling. She's looking all about her. It must be quite windy up there because the cape, I didn't tell you, she has on a beautiful blue cape. I guess you'd call it a cape. It goes all around the head and down the sides, and she has a cream-colored gown on with a blue sash. I don't think I have ever seen Our Lady in a light blue cape before. But it looked just beautiful. Now Our Lady is touching her lips. I am not leaving, my child. I will stay here. And if I interrupt you, you will understand that there is a mistake in the deciphering. If I do not interrupt you, you will go ahead.